For the artists of the Colorado Ballet, their annual foray into what Balanchine called dance ballet means an opportunity to show their talent beyond the classical canon, and show it they do. For ballet lovers, this means that one need not book a trip to New York or San Francisco to experience exquisitely performed divertissements. The company's Ballet Masterworks features three timeless pieces. The evening begins with George Balanchine's Concerto Barocco, set to J.S. Bach's beloved Concerto in D minor for two violins. As the curtain rises, we see eight dancers in white leotards with skirts against a saturated blue background. On Saturday night, Maria Mosina and Susan Wehner represented the two lead violin melodies, while the ensemble supported them through the other voices of instrumentation. How else to describe this delightful music and choreography other than Bach made flesh? The emotionally uplifting nature of the piece is charmingly reflected in the dancers' dreamy smiles and beautiful lines through all three movements. During the Largo Monnantato, we're treated to a lyrical pas de deux with Mosina and Alexei Taikov, set off by a community of strings and spirits, while the Allegro emphasizes wholeness and unity. 2 years ago, the Colorado Ballet performed the world premiere of In Pieces, energetic choreography by Val Canaparoli, set to the music of Paul Reuters. If the pieces referenced in the title were a painting, one might be reminded of Georges Braque, whose cubist works are remarkable for the cohesiveness of their multifaceted images. One moment we glimpse wild atmospherics, another angle celebrates a jazzy mood, still another piece trumpets tribal rhythms and physicality. Then the music ceases and we have silhouettes and silence, followed by energetic solos and pas de deux that carry us to the finale, which tie it up. The unisex gray hoops, tutus, and the striking lighting reinforce an abstract, sometimes quirky feel. Excellent work from the three pairs. Picture yourself in Times Square when Alfred Eisenstadt snapped his famous photograph of the sailor kissing the nurse. 16 months earlier, Jerome Robbins debuted Fancy Free, a delightful piece set to the music of Leonard Bernstein and a clip from Dee Dee Bridgewater's Big Stuff, around similar themes, youth, desire and euphoria, with occasional glimpses of reality. Three sailors on leave, full of bravado, hit the big city for some brews and try their luck at turning a gal's head and having some fun. Robbins, like his contemporaries Rodgers and Hammerstein, doesn't shy from the darker side of male-female relationships, the power-tripping, competition, braggadocio, and forceful exhibitions, while suffusing the encounter with healthy doses of irony and disappointment. Flashy solos by the sailors and evocative come-ons by the dames make for a series of fun encounters. Take away the sailors' uniforms and the 40s dresses and fast forward 13 years and you can feel the roots of the West Side Story collaboration, particularly Dance at the Gym, between these same two artists. The Colorado Ballet's presentation of Ballet Masterworks runs through March 1st. For tickets, order on the web at coloradoballet.org. For more information on these and other productions, check out my website at coloradodrama.com and my reviews in Variety. For KUVO and KVJZ, this is Bob Bowes.